county and for miles around. Everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ram Sparta means WHCO.
For folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO. Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country, 1230. And 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
And good morning. It is 9:26. This is The People Speak. I'm Jeff. Hope you're having a good morning. Talking today, we got a room full. We're talking with Dennis Trask, Tamara Brown, Chiron, and Tyra, who's spoke with us before as well this past school year with Dr. Gabe. So also joining us, talking about a program called through the Substance Abuse Alliance, I believe is the correct term.
It's the Southern Illinois Substance Abuse Alliance. It's a community anti-drug coalition that's been operating for a little over 3 years now here in Randolph County and now Washington County. And so we've been doing our best to engage a number of different people in community efforts, and we've seen some reductions in 30-day reported alcohol use by 10th graders in Randolph County. And our surveys indicate that more parents are talking to their kids about not using. So we're really happy with that. But we've also got these other great local leaders here with us. They've done a lot of great things here in Sparta and the community. And I'm looking forward to hearing them share a little bit about that and what they might be doing here moving forward.
Okay. All right, great. I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and get our break out of the way, and then we'll come back and we'll dive into this. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. We'll be right back. And welcome back. It is 9:34. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak, and we are talking today with Dennis Trask, also Tamara, Chiron, and Tyra. And we're talking about the Southern Illinois Substance Abuse Alliance, some of the things going on with that program, and where we want to go from here.
Well, I'm hoping to have one of our other leaders here jump in with some of the great things they've been involved in making happen here in the last, oh goodness, year or so, and recently as well.
Mm-hmm. So I'm Tyra Edmondson. I've been a part of SISAA for about a year now. It started as Teen Alcohol Prevention, then we kind of changed the name. But what we have did last year, we had a coalition at Red Bug Swick Campus. And we did all sorts of things, had guest speakers, real life situations we talked about. We had students from Oakville, Redbud, Stillville, Coterville, and Sparta. And what we did, we got in a circle and we really practiced communications and coming up with things to help our community and our schools come together. And just to stop drugs and substance abuse altogether, which we know is a hard thing to do and it may never happen, but just to scratch the surface is good for us. Just to piggyback what he was saying, how we know that mothers and fathers are talking to their kids more often. Like I said, we focus good on communication. It just orchestrates what should happen in our community, and that is communication. So
Going off of what Tyra said, I attended that as well, and it was awesome. It always is. Other things that we did in the past school year, I told Dr. Gabe and Mr. Trask as well, as a representative for the Southern Illinois Substance Abuse Alliance, I said we need to have a speakers bureau. So we've had speakers consecutively every month. So those were very interesting. We had judges come in, different speakers talking about how substance abuse has impaired their life in some type of way. So they were all very informative the past year at Sparta High School. Looking forward to going to next year. I plan on getting what Dr. Gabe, Mr. Beckley, and Mrs. Crumper, getting speakers, you know, again for next year. New, fresh ones that we haven't heard, and just listening to different stories. Another thing we did this past year was the mock crash. It turned out very well for the windy day it was, you know, the fire department getting a call. It turned out great. And, you know, I did get a lot of positive feedback, and that it was just good. And I hope some kids took something from it. So also we had prevention lessons in the classroom with Sparta High School health instructor Bonner. Very informative. They thoroughly taught me further information on what I already knew with substance abuse going on with peers, not only in Randolph County, but across the nation. And he really taught that very well, and I was glad. And Mr. Trask himself was in there as well. Going forth towards next year, like I said, I want speakers. Also, May is Substance Abuse Month. So I plan on having a week theme towards substance abuse. You know, don't do this. I know we say it reiterated all the time. Don't do this. Don't do that. We really don't want you to. We don't want to see our peers getting impaired or getting negative consequences. So I'll have more information towards that. So.
Okay.
Well, hello. I'm Tymira Brown, and I got involved with CISA a couple of months ago. And I've been working in mainly Sparta, but I branched out to the surrounding towns. And personally, one of my main goals was to get the Black community involved. I think it's real important that they have positive advocates like me, Tyra and Chiron. I think it will motivate them more to get involved with something like CISA. So far, I've connected with multiple church youth groups in Sparta and Redbud. I'm going to Stillville probably next week to talk to their youth groups. Kind of branching off on what Tyra said about the moms and dads talking to their kids about drugs, Dr. Epstein is a part of the MOPS group, and that stands for Mothers of Preschoolers. And what they do is they empower young women to talk to their kids about substance abuse, relationship problems, and stuff like that. And I think that's really important, and it can kind of branch on to CISA. Another thing I've been doing is talking to the SCCC, which is Sparta Christian Community Churches. I've been trying to get them involved with CISA, and hopefully they do get involved because I feel like that would be a good resource. And basically that's it, just getting people involved and trying to branch this coalition out further.
Okay. How did this coalition get started?
That's a great question. About 4 years ago, some staff with the State of Illinois Department of Human Services called up my agency, the Human Service Center, and they said, you know, we've got this grant and we think you should apply for it because we're looking at this student survey data from Randolph County that indicates pretty high rates of teen alcohol use. And so we got that grant. I got hired and started in the fall of 2015. And then Kendra Kennedy, my boss, and I, we went out and had some individual meetings with a number of different leaders in the community to share with them some of this survey information and some of the ideas that we had to try and address this. And things just grew. We've been very pleased with the way people have jumped in. We've had county commissioners, law enforcement officials, parents, leaders in the schools, just general volunteers, just step up to the plate and say, you know, we really ought to do something. So we could probably have 15, 20 different people here today sharing very similar things to what our other three leaders are doing in different ways. Judge Dan MG, for example, in Washington County, he runs a drug court. And he has been a fabulous resource to us. He had a guest speaker at our last full coalition meeting who's a graduate of his drug court program. And frankly, it's a life-saving thing. This is a person who did well in school locally and had some very challenging things happen. And one very negative aspect of this person's life was that they were prescribed Vicodin while in high school for back pain. And that, along with a number of other challenges and issues, led to some very terrible consequences. Mm-hmm. And now, because of the drug court, things are headed in a way much better, different direction. So what you're hearing today from our other guests is that we're trying to do some things to prevent that from happening. The sort of nuts and bolts of that really is it's communication. Mm-hmm. It's also informed communication. Chiron mentioned this class that he took. All the 7th and 8th graders in Randolph County, except for one school, almost all the 7th and 8th graders in Randolph County for the school districts, and either the 9th or the 10th graders experienced these prevention lessons. And they've been utilized in many other schools around the nation effectively. And so that sort of thing encourages the young people to communicate about this issue in an accurate way. And so our other efforts to, you know, get out there, go to community events, encourage people, it kind of brings the circle together a bit mm-hmm. by just encourage the community to discuss these issues. It's just one of those things. I think someone mentioned, you know, maybe it's too much of a reminder, but really when you get down to it, we all need reminders. Mm-hmm. And these are like the right reminders.
Yeah.
Mm. I agree. And we just talked about reminders earlier this morning.
Yes. Yes. Scheduling, reminders, mm-hmm. sort of systems, if you will.
Communication.
Yes. Yes. Finding those natural opportunities to communicate, which can be very challenging mm-hmm. in today's world where we're loaded up with technology and lots of distractions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like these cartoons I see where two people standing right in front of each other texting back and forth.
Yes, of course.
You know, communication is getting lost. And
mm-hmm. Yep. I was at the Blues game the other night for the watch party, and, you know, in between the video that was on the screen of the game, a lot of tech going on.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let's take our second break here. We'll come back and we'll talk some more with Dennis, Tamara, Chiron, and Tyra here on The People Speak. We'll be right back. And welcome back. Talking today with Dennis, Tamara, Chiron, and Tyra here. Some of the programs in the Southern Illinois Substance Abuse Alliance and what's going on with that and abuse in general. And we've got about 7 minutes left. What do we want to kind of...
Well, maybe some future things. One thing that I want to mention that we're working on right now, Tamira and I, we're working to recruit a number of young people to go to the Teen Institute this summer at Eastern Illinois University. We've got 6 students lined up at this point. We had 3 from Randolph County a year ago and 3 from Monroe, and they had a great experience. Mm-hmm. It's a week-long opportunity to learn about the issue, connect with 500 other young Illinois leaders, mm-hmm. and really get charged up to make a difference.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm interested in hearing what I think Chiron in particular had some thoughts about for next year, some ideas for some prevention activities next year, maybe.
Yeah. Going off of May, Substance Abuse Month, or alcohol prevention, I know I spoke with Dr. Gabe, and I know that the National Substance Abuse Administration, something like that,
mm-hmm.
They host like seminars as far as for teachers. It's knowing that our teachers see us day to day, even throughout the summer, we still run into our teachers, mm-hmm. but majority of our teachers see us. Just having those teachers go and maybe learn some things about substance abuse and just learning the signs,
yeah.
seeing, you know, their students, maybe they can catch them before they, you know, while they're at risk, before they get into it. And, you know, that's the main thing. And Tyra has something to say.
I know another thing I will hope for the future is that we can get our teachers to go to Lifesaver training. Lifesaver training doesn't just give information on substance abuse, but how a student is feeling, how you can talk to that student, mm-hmm. and how students cope. So I hope in the future that we can get more of our teachers, even people in the community, to go to those Lifesavers mm-hmm. retreat, because you do learn a lot. So that's my hope for the future.
Mm-hmm. Which is, like Tyra said, learning people's emotions and, you know, getting that mental risk and all that, that's what will turn you into these substances, and then you abuse them. And I know me and Timera, we were all talking earlier, addiction, that is classified as a mental disorder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's what we want to prevent, you know, not only in Sparta, but throughout the county. Yeah. So.
And recognizing that it is a mental disorder, I feel like it'll help people be more sympathetic towards it and let the abusers want to get help, kind of, because they know that they have a disorder right. of the brain.
That's very important. Yeah. One of the problems in our world is stigma.
Mm-hmm.
There's sort of these attitudes that, oh, it's your fault. If you were just like a stronger, better person, mm-hmm. you could overcome this. And the reality is that nobody wakes up one day and says, you know what I want to do with my life is I want to get addicted to drugs, mm-hmm. and I want to lose all my relationships and all sorts of terrible things. Nobody wants to do that. One of the examples I use is the old antibiotic penicillin. Mm-hmm. It's kind of an old school thing, but the doctors will ask you, you know, are you allergic to this drug? Are you allergic to penicillin? Because, you know, some of us can take it and some of us can't. So it's really the same way for a lot of these drugs of misuse. Mm-hmm. It's not 1 + 1 = 2. It's way more complicated. Some of us, we can use alcohol and do it responsibly. For some of us, the only responsible use is no use.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's just a complicated thing. And when we get into the issue of stigma, you know, when we talk about it and we share about it, and we just realize that for some of us, the choices that are safe are very different than the choices for others of us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just an important thing to know.
Yeah, you were talking about the stigma. I mean, you've been in the mental health field for a number of years, and that there's always been a major stigma mm-hmm. about mental health. It seems to have subsided some, but it's still there.
It's still there. An interesting historical thing is once upon a time, cancer was looked at as a moral failing, frankly. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about in the 1950s. Well, nowadays, no one looks at cancer as a moral failing. It's something that we've made a lot of progress in, and people, you know, get help and get treatment and so on and so forth. We really need to start treating mental health issues and drug misuse and drug addiction in a similar fashion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we've talked a little bit about where you've been, where you're at, where you're going. Mm-hmm. Just overall, I guess your impression of the program and how you think things are doing.
I think we're very successful. We've come a long way. Yes. We have a long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our numbers that I cited early on are promising. We'll have another round of surveys in the spring of 2020. And that'll tell us how well we're doing with our communications campaign to engage parents, with our prevention lessons in schools, and then all of these other activities to engage youth and do some community outreach. They kind of make it much more fun and energized. So we're persisting. We're getting more people to come. We have about 15 or so people at our full coalition meetings. Those are the third Wednesday of the month at Pistol City in Coulterville at 8 a.m., and people are welcome. If people want to keep track of us, Facebook is a great way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
At RSISAA mm-hmm. will get you all of our up-to-date info and activities. So I'd encourage people to check us out at RSISAA.
Yes.
All right. I think everyone pretty well uses Facebook these days.
There's probably a few people who don't, but... Well, I guess we'll try to get... We run ads in the newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're fortunate to be on the radio with you, Jeff. We appreciate that very, very much. The schools promote our materials. So we're working to get out there and get visible.
Okay. You guys want to...
From the Red Bud Institute, there was... I remember one thing, and me and Ty have been talking about it ever since then, the four C's of success. When you have a problem, we've found our problem. It all starts with communication,
cooperation,
coordination,
collaboration.
And once you use all four of those C's, I think we can start getting that issue resolved. Mm-hmm. So
if I remember correctly, Tyra, you graduated, right? So
oh, yeah. Grad,
but we'll still probably, Dr. Gabe, I'm sure we'll have Chiron in. And,
yes.
Tamara, I'm sure we'll be back.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's a really impressive program, and, and I hope the best, and things keep progressing, and you get more people involved, and...
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
All right, that's all the time we got for today, but we will talk to you again tomorrow here on The People Speak. I'm Jeff. Have a great day.